I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to an ATS member podcast. For the sake of those detail-oriented computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, which may be scanning this file, I'd like to say that this digital recording was made on Wednesday, February 13th of 2008. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about a little something that's going on in the U.S. Congress that I think you should be aware of. A few months ago, the House of Representatives passed an amendment to the FISA Act. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for those of you who don't know. In the text of their revisions for this important law, the House did not grant immunity to the telecommunications companies which helped the federal government spy on us. In recent days, the Senate has just passed its own version of this upgrade for the FISA law, and in the text of their bill, they have included a blanket immunity for the telecommunications industry. This means that internet providers and phone companies, AT&T, Verizon, America Online, etc., none of these companies can be sued by private sector individuals if they willingly participate, if they knowingly cooperate and help the federal government spy on us. This immunity will apply to foreign and domestic spy operations. You know, both of these laws, both of these bills, the versions of these two things, have been spirited off to a conference committee where they will negotiate over the differences between the two. And when they have an amalgam that they can agree on, then they'll send it off to the president for signing, and then it'll be the new law of the land. President Bush has made it very clear that if they send him a FISA bill that does not have telecom immunity, he will veto it. If you're looking for an excuse to write to your senator or to write to your congressman, this would be it. It's important to remember that under the terms of the amended law, as well as provisions in the Patriot Act, they don't have to tell you that they're spying on you. Thanks to provisions in the revised Patriot Act and in the Military Commissions Act, you can be spied on, and they don't have to tell you. You can be picked up, that means being arrested, and they don't have to charge you, and you can be held indefinitely if they decide that you're a national security risk. That's bad enough that we've got these laws on the books, but now we have to deal with a singularly unique irritation. Now we have to deal with the fact that a president has gone to our Congress right out in the open where everybody can see it to make his case for this immunity deal for the telecom companies. Now, this is dangerous in ways that we haven't even begun to consider yet. In all fairness, I can say that I understand where the telephone and the internet providers are coming from. If they don't have this legal immunity on paper, then they can be sued by anybody at all who thinks that these guys have done them wrong. If this thing actually becomes the law of the land, that you're going to have to be much more careful about what you do on the internet. It could very well come to pass that listening to podcasts like this could get you in trouble. If you get put on some federal agency's watch list without your knowledge, there's no telling what you might do to unintentionally self-incriminate. I wanted to bring this matter to your attention directly because it's getting very little airplay in the news, and to be perfectly honest, if I hadn't been looking for it, it would have snuck past me too. If the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act gets more teeth like Mr. Bush wants, it'll represent another step forward or downward, depending entirely how you want to look at it, in the overall trend in centralization of power. I mean, the bottom line, this is government getting bigger and meaner again. I'm all for national security. I think it's important. I want to be able to sleep good at night just as much as the next guy. But I don't see what the problem is. I don't understand why it's such a bad thing to have a paper trail. When Mr. Bush calls for warrantless wiretapping, he's calling for action without accountability, and that's dangerous. In the not-too-distant future, the Republicans will be voted out of office and the Democrats will be voted in. The Democrats will hold majorities in the House and Senate, and they will control the White House. Democratic ideology is famous for its big government advocacy. These guys really do think they know better than you, and they really do think that the best way to take care of you is for a large government to have the power to override whatever it is you think you should be doing for yourself. I personally am ashamed of the fact that a Republican president is advocating for this increase in federal power, and I certainly don't want the Democrats to have another stick to beat us with when they take over in 2009. Speaking entirely for myself as a citizen, I could probably be sold on this upgrade to the FISA Act if the accountability mechanisms were left in place. As long as there's a paper trail there for my lawyer to be able to go back to a judge and prove that I have been unfairly dealt with, then because I know that option would be in place, you know, I could be okay with this. But because that safeguard is being taken away from me, I think this is not cool. Ultimately, this is another step in the wrong direction. If you turn on C-SPAN and listen to the members of the House and the Senate as they advocate for this thing, they come off as being good-intentioned. Their heart's in the right place. But by golly, they're going to do this to us whether we want it or not because it's for our own good. I think that's a form of elitism that we just don't need. Now, if you're not sure about how to contact your representatives or your senators, all you have to do is go to the internet and type into your browser www.house.gov or www.senate.gov. Click your way through the menus until you find the people you're looking for, and you'll have quick and easy access to telephone numbers and email addresses and even snail mail addresses. It's important for us to use our voices while we still have them. If we don't speak up now while we can, laws like this one are going to make us be silent in the future whether we want to be or not. Now, the stone cold truth of the matter is that when this thing becomes law, if it should go that far, it'll take us 3 to 5 years before we begin to feel the worst of it. The sky is not falling and the world is not going to end tomorrow, but we've got to understand that bureaucracy, even when it's pointed in the wrong direction, it does move ever slowly forward. And if we don't step on the brakes now, we will never eventually stop. The Constitution says that we are innocent until proven guilty. If we don't stop these guys now, they will eventually put enough of the wrong laws on the books so that that'll be totally turned around, and not only will we be guilty until we're proven to be innocent, but it will be up to the federal judges to decide which one of those we are. I realize that we're going to save a lot of money on defense lawyers, but that's not a future that I want to live in. If you have any questions or comments about what you heard in this podcast, please feel free to get back to me through AboveTopSecret.com. This podcast is also linked to a larger forum discussion, and I encourage you to participate if this kind of subject really gets your interest.